Jeremy Kahn here with your concrete lock of the week and capper's corner. So I want you to pay attention to this. Fade, play, do whatever you want, because the concrete locks of the week have been anything but that this year. Had some really tough losses. If you listened on the show on Monday, told you I love the Vikings. Would not have been pleased with the way that it looked like it was going to end there for a while. But the Vikings getting the backdoor cover, that would have been a good one. Anyway, long story short, next week, I'm on vacation, so I'm going to miss a couple Fridays. So we'll try to get this recorded earlier. Next week it won't happen, so I'll post the picks on Facebook and Twitter. You can email me if you're looking to try to figure out what the picks are. Again, if you want to play or fade, that's entirely up to you. Let's start off in college, where I'm sitting at 30-30. Oklahoma minus 11 over Oklahoma State. I like the Sooners to blow out the Cowboys. I'm going to take Temple plus the points against Navy. Right now it's at 2.5-3 in some places. I think Temple gets the outright win. I like Penn State to beat Wisconsin. Penn State is getting 3 points from the Badgers. I'm going to take Alabama. That's a big number, but Florida's offense is absolutely dreadful each week. Bama minus 24 against the Florida Gators. And give me TCU minus 4 against Kansas State. I think TCU wins by at least a touchdown. So to run them down in college, I like Oklahoma, Temple, Penn State, Bama, TCU. On to the NFL. Here's my games for this week. Where we sit at 34-29. I don't even want to give out the record for the locks. It's 4-10. It is what it is. I'm going to take Arizona minus the 2.5 against the Redskins. Redskins will be without Jordan Reed. Not that that ultimately makes my decision, because that Redskin offense has just been rolling. Arizona, desperate team, needs to get a win to try to stay in the playoff picture. I think they're already out, but I do like Arizona at home, giving up less than a field goal. They play much, much better when they're at home. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers, another team that plays much better when at home. They're Jekyll and Hyde from their home and road splits, but I'll take Pittsburgh minus the 6 against the Giants. This is a weird game where I thought about taking it as my concrete lock of the week, but I went with a different game instead. I'm taking Jacksonville plus 3.5 against Denver. Paxton Lynch is now starting for Denver. Jacksonville's defense has been playing a lot better, traveling all the way from west to east for this game. I think Jacksonville wins this game as a 3.5-point underdog, but I'll gladly take the points. I'm going to take Buffalo plus the 3 against Oakland. I think Buffalo wins this game outright as well. I think they match up really well with what Oakland likes to do. And if Oakland's pass rush is getting around, making some making life miserable for Tyrod Taylor, if he's able to get through, he will take off and run for days or make big plays down the field now that Sammy Watkins is back. And, you know, just looking at my concrete lock of the week, I'm going with the Monday night game. I'm fading my team. Give me the Jets plus the 1.5 against the Colts. I think the Jets in this home spot on Monday night, they have nothing to play for this year. This is going to be like their Super Bowl Monday night, their last chance on primetime TV to make a statement. The Colts are not a good football team. Make no mistake about it. Jets win this game outright. Andrew Luck's coming back from his concussion. T.Y. Hilton's banged up. I just don't know how they're going to stop Brandon Marshall, Matt Forte, and the rest of that offense. And look, I think Fitzpatrick stinks out loud, but the Jets win this game. That's my concrete lock of the week. So Arizona, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Buffalo, and my concrete lock, the Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets. Good luck, everybody.